Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Gary and Tommy about to go off.
Gary and Tommy are about to start another fun journey in the podcast. And no matter where you are on your health journey, NIB will help you live health first. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Bonjour.
Oh, you went with bonjour.
Yes.
That's confusing for people because you're in Canada, but you are in Montreal.
Yes, which is in the Quebec province of Montreal. And
they all speak French, 50-50. What's the general?
Everyone speaks French.
Is that right?
So the comedy festival that I'm coming to play part of, the Just for Laughs Festival, actually goes for a month, but 3 weeks of it is French speaking.
So would you do better if you could learn French and deliver your comedy in French?
Oui.
You should do that. Can we set you a challenge? By next Montreal Festival next year, you can do an entire set in French.
Remember when you learned Greek?
Did you?
Marc Tokoroto.
Don't do that while you're in Montreal.
Maria Tokoroto. Marc the Carrot, Maria the Carrot, by the way.
You are in Montreal for
the Just for Laughs
Festival, yes, which is on later in the week. What time is it there now?
It is just a lazy 1 a.m. over here.
Is it?
Yes.
Have you been to sleep?
Before 1 a.m.
Well, because you arrived, I thought you might be jet lagged or something.
No.
Okay. No. Well, don't look at me with those...
But
like,
what time would I wake
up? Sad eyes, no, like I'm a loser.
But what time? What time would I wake up?
Well,
then?
You might have got there at midday, had a nap, and then you've woken up to come do this show.
I've slept since I've been here.
Great, that's all I'm asking.
Oh wow! I mean,
I'm well rested.
I'm on the other side of the world, and I can feel the frost. And yet,
it's warm though, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Coming to you from Montreal all this week. Huge show still to come.
Massive show
today.
Because tell the people with a French accent what's coming up.
I will learn that in the break and I will have that for you next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home this afternoon.
As a parent, you're proud of your kids often.
All the time. Yes.
But there's some instances where they blow your little mind. My little mind being the big mind and their mind being the little mind, but as in just through how amazing they are.
I'm quite confused and it's just started. Who's got the small mind?
I've got the small mind.
Okay.
And my big-minded child has blown it.
Through lack of pride?
No, through something that she has started doing. Not only she managed to do it quietly without me knowing, and I know everything.
Yeah.
I'm the all-knowing mother with eyes everywhere, back of my head.
Yeah, but cool at the same time. Let's not forget that.
But she started, there is something she has done since the beginning of the year. How hard is it to start something and keep doing it? You know, or we make all these resolutions at the beginning of the year that you can, I'm going to start, going for a run every morning, or I'm not going to have coffee, or I'm not going to, and within a week you're back doing the other thing.
January 2nd, I meditate once every year and then never again.
I love that there you don't even bother to start on New Year's Day.
I'm too hungover and drunk.
There is something that Evie told me, well, she did it with me the other day, that she has done every single day since the beginning of the year that is so cool, and you will love this because this is something I think you tried and also stopped doing.
Smoking cigarettes.
No.
She doing magic.
You know what's sad? Only your one's true. Like out of those examples.
Are you still doing your magic?
No.
We need another lockdown for that to happen, don't we? Remember that was as exciting as your life got? Guys, I got another magic trick. God help.
Don't you remember where that guy offered me magic lessons?
Oh, that's right.
And then
that
he kept only
online.
Being available at weird times, and then it's because I found out he was a teenager at school. And he was running the school to be out.
Oh, that's right. He said he can only do like 4:30 to 5:30. Yeah. You'd be like, can't we just do like 10 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. I got biology then.
I got class. I got class, bro. Oh, man, mum's driving me to school.
Also, the fact that the teenager was better at magic than you is weird too.
I mean...
You could have just learned off the internet. Anyway.
He was on the internet. I wasn't hanging around.
Inside his house.
Outside the school and being surprised. What, you're going in, bro?
Evie, the other day, I was having a shower with her.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the shower, she said, "Kay, turn to cold." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "I've got to do my 30 seconds of cold water." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "That's what I do at the end of every shower." I said, "Well, I'm not partaking in this." And I promptly jumped out. She stood under a freezing cold shower for 30 seconds. And then I said, "When did you start doing this?" And she said, "I told you I was going to do it at the beginning of the year." That Roz, our nanny, said to her, "It's really, really good for you." And I said, "Yes, Tommy said it's good for you as well, that it like is good for your energy levels, good for your brain." She said, "So I've been doing it ever since."
Wow.
How many? That's amazing.
What a little legend.
How often did you keep up the cold shower thing?
I'm still doing it.
You are not.
Still doing it.
You're not, seriously.
No, I honestly am still.
Are you?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Me and Evie.
That's amazing.
Cop that, Evie.
You and a 7-year-old.
Not the only one achieving stuff, Evie.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because any major events coming up?
In my life or in the world?
In the world.
What is coming up? Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
It feels all a bit drab.
Yeah. Do you know the Commonwealth Games is happening?
When?
It's in 4 days.
Is it? Is it really? Where is the Commonwealth Games?
Well, I was going to ask you. I was going to see who. Where? Don't, Sonda, don't look it up for a second.
Where
I just want to see.
Where is the next Commonwealth
Games?
Is it in London?
Do you know?
Not for certainty.
Not for certainty. Oh,
Belle
do know.
Already knows, of
oh,
course.
No. Okay. Jesse, you're a sports guy.
Yeah,
Jesse,
absolutely no idea.
Can you narrow it down? Give us what continent?
The UK.
Oh, did I? Is it London? Was
nope.
I right?
Scotland.
Oh, Birmingham.
Birmingham is correct.
Yes, it came
Carrie.
To me.
Well done.
It came to me.
Fantastic work.
How funny that we're not across this.
Because I just was reading Swimmer sent home from the Commonwealth Games squad, and I said, they're sending him home quite early.
5 years early.
It's very early.
So who are we keeping our eye on? Which Aussies in the Comm Games am I watching?
Well, I've just learnt that it's on, so I'm yet to dig down further.
Could you do that for me? Because I like to know who to have my eye on.
Yes.
Is the Commonwealth Games the only reason we're still part of the Commonwealth?
To win a swag and medals.
Yeah,
I think it's because the Queen's still our woman, you know.
What do you reckon? She falls off the perch and we're out, you reckon?
I think that's what people think is going to happen. I don't think it's what's going to happen.
Oh, I would love just if mid-Commonwealth Games, they just get the coach just gets a message that the Queen's dead.
We're out.
Australia are out. Back up, get on the plane. It's half time, coach. We're leaving.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home this afternoon. Guys, you can live health first with NIB today.
Yep, never too late or too early to live health first. The great thing about this too is there's rewards for healthy living.
There is, Bickers.
Motivation.
You can start your journey today. Just head to nib.com.au. So much coming up. And actually, speaking of health, I have got something, an idea, and possibly an invention idea.
Another one. Sorry, I'm on board. Great. Give it to me.
No.
Not now,
soon. Fine. If you don't want the world to change for the better, then we'll do something different.
I just don't want your ideas. I'm open to other people's. No,
well, then I'll present you someone else's idea that may be very similar to my idea next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home this afternoon.
Jesse, it has been a while since we have unleashed brilliance on the world.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
Clearly, I've made up my own mind about my invention idea for
brilliance.
You.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, most of the time you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't come to you thinking, this is dumb. I go, Carrie's going to love
That's
this.
That's what they do when they go pitch in Shark Tank. I don't know about this idea. I've just put it out there. I'm not confident in it.
But. Yeah. So I've got two for you.
Yeah.
One is just to get your a reading on where your level is at, because sometimes you can be a bit moody.
Yeah.
And so the first one I'm pitching I know is genius. It's from a friend of mine, very funny comedian, Oliver Clark, and it's in the same realm of my invention. So I just want to give you his and see what you think, just so I get
okay.
baseline,
great.
Carrie,
great.
Mole or not mole today.
I'm actually pretty reasonable. This segment sometimes tips me over, but yeah. Generally.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get me on the wrong start. Yes. She's well, don't in the set mood. Me off to start with.
I think it's mole.
Okay.
I think it's a bit mole.
What's your idea?
Why did you look to Jesse
because
to play
he's normally
something?
The one with the ideas. Yeah. What's the idea?
Ollie wants to make sunglasses that wink. Nothing, Jesse.
I was waiting for Carrie to give the verdict.
No.
But I don't understand.
Sunglasses that wink.
So the outside of the glass is a winky eye.
I actually didn't stop to think about it too much. I just thought sunglasses that wink's a fun idea. Yeah.
So just with your droopy eye, you've almost got a permanent wink.
Oh,
you know
actually,
that.
Yeah.
Hey, so. Hey, if we're going to talk about a droopy eye, mate, you know, you've got one as well.
I can't wink, though. Maybe that's the only way I'll end up being able to wink.
See, are you on board?
Once it droops so low, it'll be a permanent wink.
She hasn't got a wink, but she can lift one eyelid.
So I don't. Like get it.
Novelty
no.
sunglasses
why?
That go chink.
But why?
Just a bit of fun. Sorry, I forgot the fun's meant to be a reason for doing things in this world.
No.
No? Okay, Jesse. Idiots. Now that I've got
good
your baseline, here is my idea. Annabelle sent me a fantastic idea. Well, it's actually already been invented. It was these glasses that basically look around a corner so you can read your book without putting your head up, right? So the lenses have like a right angle in them. Making sense?
So you're looking down and you're at the pool and you're reading your book.
Yeah, and then you're basically wearing telescopes. They look like this, right? Anyway, that's just the idea. Don't worry about that.
I seem to struggle with glass ideas because I don't know
here's mine. Here's mine. I thought that was good, but I didn't think it was quite enough. Readers these days, what are they reading? They're not reading physical books. What are they reading?
Kindles and stuff.
Fantastic. What do you have to hold your Kindle with?
Your hands.
Not anymore. Because what if it fitted into the end of your glasses and just
very
attached
heavy.
In?
It'd just be like,
you just invented VR goggles.
Yes. Genius, genius. Except instead of a cool world of VR, it's just your book.
Or you could just get those little soft things that you put on your lap that you rest your Kindle on. They're already invented.
But
you don't
I can go for a walk
it.
Like this. And I'm just wearing my...
I mean, don't.
Yeah.
Just wandering into traffic.
And yeah. You've got your winky glasses on too.
Yeah. What am I reading? Wink.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this arvo.
Because we both have an assortment of tough stickers. We've got ink, right?
Oh.
What a response to tough stickers. Pardon?
Is that what people call them, tough stickers?
Have you never heard that before?
I know, mate. I've got one tattoo. I've never heard of tough stickers.
Tough stickers.
Yeah. Pardon? I've got a what sticker? We've both got tattoos.
Yes, we do.
Do you reckon it changed your just whole kind of swag when you got
I'm
a tattoo?
Much cooler.
Pardon? I really
it did something internally to me.
What did it do to you internally?
No, it made
internally.
Me. Yeah, like I felt differently about myself after I got it.
Better.
Because I would have never thought I would have had one because I would have thought I'd be too scared to get one. And the permanence of it scared me and stuff. And once I did that, I was like, you're a badass, you know?
You're a badass. See, that's what I'm talking about. You're a badass with a tough sticker.
Pardon.
I've always loved practical tattoos. I used to joke in my stand-up that I wanted to get tattoos of chopsticks down my fingers so I didn't have to ask for a fork at a Chinese restaurant. I could just eat like this and still appear cultured, right? And much like your withering
funny.
Reaction there, that's why
that's
I don't do it as stand-up
very
anymore.
Very stumpy chopsticks, though.
Yeah, they are. They're ladylike chopsticks. Thank you very much. So this man is after my own heart because you know what he's done. He was sick of paying for new shoes. So what do you reckon he's done?
Oh, he's tattooed shoes on.
He has. Because
what a smart man.
What a
But
genius.
Then you can't mix up your shoes.
No, but why would you when you get your favourite Nike trainers tattooed onto your
show
feet?
Show me, show me, show
now
me.
Now, you might hear this and think, wow, that's not going to look good, but how good?
Oh, my God.
And if you think, oh, that's not going to look good, You're right.
What's with the toes?
Yeah, well, I guess they don't want to tattoo the end of his toes, so it looks like he's wearing a little fingerless glove Nike.
Why don't they tattoo the end of your toes?
I don't know. I assume because his nails are there.
It's interesting because remember when I was just before the Logies a few years ago and I cut myself when I was skinny dipping on the beach and then they had to stitch my toe back together?
Sorry?
Anyway, forget that story. But when they
stitched
that toe back together, it was the most pain I've ever felt in the end of my big toe. They said it's one of the most painful places you can ever have a needle in or stitches in. So maybe he was too scared to get his toes done.
There it is, side on.
It's not too bad side on.
When were you skinny dipping in a beach?
Oh, no, that's a story for another time. It wasn't that I was skinny
dipping. You could have got underwear.
I went for a run and then I just stripped down to my undies thinking, and then the tide came in. Anyway.
Because you know if you never want to get caught nude again, you can just get underwear tattooed on.
That's a fair isn't
it? Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Hey, final week of Neighbours this week.
Oh.
Kylie's back. Jason's back. They're together again. What a legacy.
Yeah, I know. Huge, huge Australian show, obviously, here and in the UK, but also such a huge amount of people that have been employed for such a long time.
I know. It's absolutely devastating for all of them. Absolute veterans of the industry. You're in Montreal this week.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have seen Neighbours in Montreal?
Le Neighbour. Le guy next door. I wonder what they're doing with like Lassiter's and stuff like that. That's a huge lot, the Neighbours lot. You would have been out there, right?
Well, it's probably, we used to film Rove out in the same kind of area, but it's kind of like the Kath and Kim house recently sold. Maybe in the end, it just becomes property that gets sold.
Because there's a tram there that I want.
You want the tram?
Like there's a cool like tram restaurant thing.
Okay, well, we can make that happen.
Okay.
I'll do that while you're in Montreal. I'll buy you I won't buy you. I'll organise for you to buy the tram. How about that as a deal?
I was hoping to be given the tram.
We can find a way for you. Are you willing to have people come, tourists, and do tours of that tram once you have the tram?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you putting the tram?
I don't want the tram anymore because.
So I'm not getting you the tram.
Don't, please.
You know, I make stuff happen and I will get you that. You'll come back into this studio and there's a tram parked in your spot.
And I've got to live there for a year with tourists coming through. This used to be on the neighbour's set.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because have you ever wondered, I realised I hadn't told you this story, have you ever wondered what would happen if you got a hire car and then just kept it?
I just assume I'd start getting calls and emails.
And what time do you think those calls and emails would start?
I reckon by the next day after it was due to be returned.
Mm.
Yes.
Because I got a hire car when I was in
Is
London,
that car you drive to work
Which is now, 3 weeks ago or something we were in London? Maybe 4 weeks. And
You drove it to then go do the swim.
Yes, and as you know, I was very optimistic about the swim leaving right on time.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it left 4 days late.
Yes, and then it was another, 3 or 4 days getting back. And
how long had you hired it for?
So I'd hired it until the Thursday, right?
Uh-huh.
We didn't leave to do the swim until the Friday.
And you checked in with them, obviously, and said, I'm going to need to extend my hire car period.
Would you believe... But I did, yes.
Did you?
I called them an hour before.
You or somebody else on your behalf?
No. Me. I didn't have
Oh, you had all that time
Everyone, you
finally
guys all...
at sea just sitting on the boat waiting.
Yes. All you land lovers were going about your lives. And I rang the hire car place and I had the funniest conversation with the woman because I said, hi, I have a car and it's due back in an hour. And she asked my name and she said, yes, Mr. Little, I can see your car. So we'll see you in an hour. And I said, no. I'm 3.5 hours from London, so I need to keep the car for longer. And she said, until when? And I said, I'm not sure, maybe middle of next week. And she quoted me a price that was just ridiculous, right? Like it was like 50 quid a day that I was already paying. And then she quoted me like 200 quid a day to keep it longer.
Of course, because they probably had other people earmarked to have that car.
And so I said, no. I said, that's too expensive. And she said, and she said, no worries. So we'll see you in an hour. And I said,
I love this woman.
And I said, no, I'm 3.5 hours from London and I can't get back. And she said, no worries. So you'd like to extend the rental?
Yes.
And I said, no, not at that price. And what? She said, well,
it
what?
It'd been very difficult.
Well, I just didn't want
what
to
agree.
What
were you wanting her to do? Sure, I have it
with
for
the
free.
Rental car.
Yes.
Well, I knew that I couldn't give the car back. Like, I didn't have an option. But the quote she gave me was so much money that I didn't want to say yes, because then she'd be like, ha ha, got him.
Do you know, side note, why rental cars are so hard to get at the moment?
Why?
Because during the pandemic, they sold off all their fleets because there was no one traveling, no one having holidays, so they weren't being used. And so now they don't have as many cars. So when you go to hire a car, it's so expensive.
Really?
Yes. Anyway.
Well, it was very expensive, yes. And so I said, no, yeah, it's too expensive. And she said, well, okay. And I said, okay. And she said, so we'll see you in an hour. And I said, no. She said, when will we see you? And I said, I'm not sure. And then hung up. And I thought that that would make it go away.
Of course it wasn't going to make it go away. She's just gone up to her superiors and gone, I had a very annoying man on the phone. Can someone deal with him?
But what do you think would happen from here? Because I never heard from them.
You right? never heard from them again? They didn't call?
No, they didn't call.
And your hire car just sat in the car park until you came back from the swim?
I dropped the car back a week
And then
later.
I reckon you drop it back and you get the bill for that time.
I got scared of confrontation, and so I put the keys in the after-hour drop yep. box, which made a loud clang, clang noise because it just was a little like, letterbox shoot into the office.
So oh, then they're it was all a man. Sitting in
yeah,
the office.
Yeah, they're sitting in the office. And so then there was a man with two suitcases running down
That's
the street.
That's when you return an overdue like library book.
Yes.
But the library's open, but you still put it in the
chute. Yeah, they walk out to see you with it half in the chute. And you're like, just taking this, thank you.
Yes, they would have just billed you for it, did they?
Yeah,
a ridiculous
they did.
Amount of
they
money.
Did. And so now
was it the rate that she always said you were going to pay?
It was like more. So now I'm arguing with, and cows these cheeky buggers. They charge me for putting the keys in the after hours dropbox as well. It's an after hours return, and I wrote them an email. I'm like, it was 2 p.m. and they're like, it was in the after hours thing. I'm like, I'm not good with confrontation. Damn it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I don't think this man will mind me saying this. Weird people are the best, right?
Yes.
They're my favourite people in the world. Yeah. Many would say that I'm weird. You're
I was going to say you're not that weird, but now that you're calling me weird, we're both weird.
Mate, you're so weird.
I'm not that weird.
You are so
I'm so
weird.
Not weird. Would you? Am I weird, Jesse?
No.
No, sorry. On a scale of weirdness.
No.
On a scale of weirdness. No, because I would never have thought I was weird.
I didn't.
Okay, we've got a guest we're about to welcome. We don't have time to argue about whether I'm weird or not. Can we reconvene this chat at another time?
Sure, we can. See, even wanting to reconvene chats, that's a bit weird. I just realised the other day that I have never talked to you about one of the greatest men I know. Here is a little clip from his Instagram of just one of the many facets of his life that makes him so interesting.
This is Brooksy, and this is my bedroom, and that's my bed. Never been slept in. Never been slept in for 5 years. You know why? Because I sleep outside. I want to stay alive, so I sleep outside.
He sleeps.
I want to stay alive, so I sleep outside. What a motto.
He's so great, and he joins us on the phone now. Brooksy, you great man. Hello.
Tommy, how are you?
I'm
hey,
so
Brooksy,
good.
It's Carrie. Lovely to meet you.
Hello, Carrie. Nice to meet you on the phone.
Now, Brooksy, just to confirm what people have just heard, you have a fully functional house that you choose not to use.
Correct. Mm. Only sometimes, I'm here now on the couch watching Monty Python, so that gets me inside the house.
So what, okay, I've got so many questions. First of all, when did you decide to move from the house to outside?
Okay, it all happened by accident. About 6 years ago, my mother was on the last leg, so I decided to go back for 3 years. Seeing I've been in this country 40 years, I needed to spend time with her. So I was over there in England, and I came back on a quick break, and I had nowhere to stay, and I stayed at my mate's place, and I slept outside on the couch watching the telly, and I fell asleep. And I had the best sleep I had ever had. Mind you, I'd had a few drinks. And that was it. And that, honestly, I can tell you now, it's like camping. If you camp, it's great. You feel great. And that was it. I got hooked. And that was it.
So then why do you have a house?
Because I've got to put my stuff. I can't put my stuff outside. I can't put my television outside, can I? It's some... I sleep outside, But I can't take my cooker outside, can I?
Right.
I live in the house,
okay.
But I sleep outside. So I've got a spare bed. Anybody needs to sleep anywhere, I've got a spare bed here.
So one more question, because I know Tommy, I'm sure he's got lots of questions too. But one more question. Are you sleeping in a tent or are you just looking up at the stars?
In summer, I'm looking up at the stars because I've got a long couch. And this, honestly, it's just camp and go outside or in Byron Bay when you see all the stars. It's beautiful. But in winter like it's now, I've got, I forget what you call it, like a canopy, like a baguette. Baguette, that's
a baguette. are you in Byron, did you say? Is that where you are?
No. What I'm saying is when you go up to Byron Bay, that's when you see beautiful skies.
Oh, but from what I heard, you were in Melbourne, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne.
It's so cold. Are you sleeping outside in this cold?
I'm English. I'm used to this cold. It's wonderful.
You're nuts.
Watch me Instagram. I Instagrammed it last night live, me actually doing it, because people still don't believe me. And I've got a big, huge couch. I've got about 3 doonas. I've got a hot water bottle. I put my beanie on and a scarf. And I've got a few candles there. It's like my birthday every night. And it's wonderful. And I look at the stars and sleep, and it's wonderful.
Brooksy, I loved your Instagram last night because it was an Instagram live and it went for about 4 minutes. And 2 minutes of you was explaining your setup. And then the last 2 minutes were you wondering how to turn it off.
Yeah, I know. First time I've done one. Well, I'm 70 next year. I'm not into this stuff.
Is the term airitarian, Brooksy?
Well, I don't know. That could be it.
What's that, a person that likes being outside?
Well, I thought you told me that, but maybe I've just made it up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use it. Eritarian. That's I like that. I'm an Eritarian.
Do the mozzies get you?
Pardon?
Do the mozzies get you?
Oh, in summer, yeah, but I have to put lots of spray on me and I have to wear gloves because they get my hands. I have to wear gloves.
What about...
This is not a joke. This is true.
What about, you're a very charming man. You're a very funny man.
Oh, yes.
What about when it comes to meeting potential suitors? How do they go when you say, not the inside bedroom. Yeah, outside.
Maybe that's why I'm divorced twice and I live on my own. Maybe that's the reason.
You need to meet a fellow Eritarean. I'm sure there's a club somewhere.
An Eritarean, I love that. An Eritarean. Why don't we have a Brooksy and Tommy Eritorium sleepout one night?
Okay, I will.
And you think I'm the weird one.
Hey, Brooksy, I love you. Thanks, mate.
All right. Hey, lovely to speak to you. Thanks for the time.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It doesn't take a lot to go a long way. What would you do with a dollar? $1 donated to Food Bank is 2 meals created, which is incredible given that 1 in 6 adults in Australia haven't had enough to eat in the last year. If you have a dollar lying around and you donate that to Food Bank, that is 2 meals created for someone that needs it.
And if you're listening and you think 1 in 6 adults, on top of this, because 1.2 million children have gone hungry during the last year alone.
So head to foodbank.org.au if you can donate.
Hey, Bickers, don't you think that too often, this is for next, right? Not for now, so don't get too excited, okay. But up next, don't you think too often there's negative news stories in...
Of course. I have to read them.
Yeah, I know. You're peddling them on the news. Well, next up, I just have just a feel-good story that'll really...
I get the feeling this is not quite a feel-good story, but sure.
It'll put a real pep in your step next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Oh, Bickers, every now and then... There comes along a news story that just makes you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And it's happened again.
Has it?
Yes. And this one is not courtesy of me. This is courtesy of web guy Eli. He sent around to the group this story and it is just a non-stop rollercoaster.
Oh, I did see something from Eli. I haven't had a chance to open it.
Eli, do you want to share this funny story with us?
Oh, it's the headline that sold me. Hold on, now I need to open it. I didn't know we were talking about this.
Is it something to do with an elephant?
It does. So the headline reads, I'm just scrolling. Yeah. Oh, what's that?
It's going back to the messages.
Oh, gosh, it's actually quite dark. Elephant kills woman, then returns to funeral and tramples corpse.
The elephant did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What did she do to the elephant?
That's what I want to know. I reckon she knows.
Yes, I know.
If anyone knows, it's her.
Bro, I agree. So, this
Hold on. So, and how did the woman die?
So, she was trying to get water in a remote jungle, right? And she's 70. And this elephant.
What was she doing?
So, here's the thing. This elephant attacked her.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
And then it was 10 miles away from where it should have been. It should have been in the nature reserve.
Do they normally attack?
So, this is the thing that got me. Eli, don't you reckon, because the guy they had says, this is very unusual. Elephants never just attack people without being provoked.
And what else do we know about elephants?
They never forget.
They never forget.
Exactly.
They never forget.
Oh, my God. So, hold on. So, she died there, and then they found her, and they had a funeral for her.
It was 10 miles away, this elephant, from where it was meant to be. And so, this poor woman gets trampled, and they go, oh, my gosh, this is unheard of for an elephant.
Oh.
And then they have a funeral.
Yeah.
And this elephant
comes back.
Comes back and emerges from the bush. They all flee. And it sees the corpse.
Oh, my God. And it tramps.
It stomped it.
The sequel.
And then they finished.
Oh, my God.
And they shoot the elephant off again.
I thought you said they shot the elephant.
They shoot it off again.
Oh, this is not good for anyone involved.
And then they finished the
service.
The funeral, yes.
But what had happened to her? She was
just a bit more in the ground than she was before it.
We've learned an important lesson.
That's
what is it? What is it?
If at first you don't succeed.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, everyone's favourite segment is back. But this week is with a Canadian twist.
Oh, a French Canadian
twist. Same, but
Blue. No.
That's good. Oh, same, but Leonard Cohen. Did you know here in Montreal there is a giant Leonard Cohen portrait on the side of a huge building? You can see it from everywhere. Who is Leonard Cohen? Is what Carrie just mouthed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thought
that was what's the other guy? Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, he sung a Leonard Cohen song. Yeah.
Is Leonard Cohen got any other hits?
Both did. what?
Or is he just known for that hit?
No, he's got other hits.
Okay.
Sorry, but now I'm going. I thought one would be enough for you. I didn't.
Well, as we discussed, one hit wonder or legend, you know.
Leonard Cohen. I'm pretty sure it's fair to say. Dance Me to the End of Love. Oh, and I'm your man. Yeah. You know, that catchphrase that you always say because.
I'm your man. Is that it? That's who? George Michael. Oh. Suzanne. Apparently he's got Suzanne.
What was a wham hit? No, Suzanne's just someone else's favourite artist. We're just sending through things we like now.
Okay, anyway, same, Suzanne. But is it?
It's a lot of this stuff. It's real depressing. Yeah. Just 4 minutes intro.
I don't think anyone can really hear that. I can't.
Suzanne takes you down.
Yeah, this is all him stuff. See, now we're in a mood to party.
And that guy's got a statue. Or Suzanne's got a statue.
A hero of Montreal.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, same, but Suzanne.
Surprise you, it's not Suzanne.
Same, but Canadian artists, but backwards.
I feel like we may have borrowed from same, but backwards, which
don't
happens.
No, what you are talking about.
Friday.
No.
Jesse, you better be speaking these backwards.
In Canadian?
Can we guess?
Michael Bublé.
Bieber, Bublé, Drake.
What about Celine Dion?
Celine Dion. And Suzanne.
Okay, let's see. Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Shania?
You buzz in with your name.
Tommy did.
Yeah, Tommy did.
It's Leonard Cohen, Suzanne.
Shania Twain.
I'm Your Man.
It's not I'm Your Man.
No, it's
not. Man, yeah. I feel like a woman. Man,
she's like a woman. Is that still your alarm, Tommy?
No, I worked out how to change it. Thank you very much.
All right, song number two.
skater boy, Carrie, Avril Lavigne. He was a skater boy,
she said. See. Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. NIB are more than just health insurance. They're a health partner. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au.